Well, in case you missed it, Ross, there's a big football game happening in Seattle this weekend. Did you know about that?
Oh, I think I might have heard about it.
Yeah, San Francisco 49ers are coming to town. They're going to take on the Seahawks. This is a big game. They're vying for the NFC Championship. And the winner of that game goes to the Super Bowl. To talk about this, we welcome back Jerry Brewer. He's a Seattle Times sports columnist. You can hear him on KJR Radio. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. Last weekend was ugly. The weather was terrible. Russell Wilson didn't have a great game. He's our wunderkind quarterback. And it seemed at the very last minute that the New Orleans Saints got revived by the wind. But my question is if ugly really matters when it comes to wins and losses.
At this point, no. And the Seahawks are a defensive team that wants to run the football. They don't care about style points. Pete Carroll does not care about stats. It's weird because you think that he is so L.A. because of what he did at USC and coming over from Los Angeles. But this team is really nothing like the team that he built in college. This is just a Northwest tough professional football team, and they would rather beat you 16-13 than score a bunch of points.
Okay, so L.A., I've got this image of somebody very glitzy in a convertible, but I know that at least one column I read said that the Seahawks play nasty, dirty football, a reputation for being aggressive. You said Pete Carroll doesn't care. Does anybody else?
No, I don't think so. I think the opponents care because they get hit in the mouth so many times by the Seahawks, and there's a lot of complaints after games about the Seahawks are allowed to be too physical, especially the defensive backs, and some accuse them of holding instead of having great defensive technique. But what they are, they're just an in-your-face football team, and they have a saying, they have a belief. They say that they want to play longer and harder than the opponent. They want to take every team to a place physically that they're not willing to go. That the Seahawks are the only team that are willing to play at that level. And we've seen that over the past 2 years quite often.
Well,
that, in the second half of games, they just wear down opponents. And that's who they are, and that's kind of the charm of this football team.
Well, the opponents that they face on Sunday, the San Francisco 49ers, beat them in the last go-round. I know that Seahawks beat the Niners here. The team went to San Francisco. They lost. What does that mean when it comes to Sunday's matchup?
Yeah, it's interesting. The past 2 years, they've been basically on each other's level. It's the only time where they've truly, truly been going in the same direction. And the 49ers have won two close home games, and the Seahawks have blown out the 49ers in two games in CenturyLink Field by a combined score of 71-16. Now, the 49ers would tell you we weren't at full strength in either of those games. In both of those games, they were missing a key player or two. But they've had a hard time coming to Seattle. And Colin Kaepernick, their brilliant young quarterback, has not played well against the Seahawks in general. So they're going to have to rectify some things that they haven't played, that they haven't done very well against Seattle, if they're going to win in CenturyLink Field. But the 49ers say they aren't spooked by coming here. It just happens to be the circumstances of those games. And they're a much better football team than the one that came to CenturyLink Field in September. Seahawks won that game 29-3. The 49ers right now are the hottest team in the NFL. They've won their last 8 games in a row.
I'm talking with Jerry Brewer. He's a sports writer for the Seattle Times. And, Jerry, you've written that this is Seattle's year. We've talked about that. Do you still feel that way?
Well, I think there's a fair case to be made that it's the 49ers' year. You're talking about a 49ers team that was 13-3 3 years ago, and they lost the NFC Championship game at home to kind of a destiny-clad New York Giants football team, and then a year ago they go to the Super Bowl and get behind, and then you have the lights go out at the Super Bowl and they make this dramatic comeback and lose at the very end. They've been chasing this championship for 3 years. They're playing the best football of anyone in the NFL right now, so I can very clearly see them exercising their demon at CenturyLink Field and going on and winning a championship. So I don't think this is necessarily about destiny. I think this is about which team is tougher, and it's about finally looking they have to look at each other in the eyes and settle this thing. When you look at them all time, they played 30 times throughout the years. San Francisco has won 15 of them. Seattle has won 15 of them. This is the ultimate grudge match. This is the ultimate decider of which one of these franchises is better. It's the first time they've ever played in the playoffs, so they're as good as each other. I mean, you look at them and you see twins. It's amazing. It is amazing how alike they are. And they got to stand toe-to-toe and duke this thing out and find out who's better once and for all.
Now, the Puget Sound, you talked last week with Ross about the home field advantage. This town, this region is gripped in mania. You know, blue and green donuts, beer, Marshawn Pinch the crab at the aquarium. Do you resent the fact that fair weather fans are sort of piling into this this home field thing?
No, I don't resent it. I think a lot of the true blue Seahawks fans who were there in the kingdom when they were terrible and it was half full and making as much noise as they make now, they would probably resent it. But this is what you want. You want your city to be electric. You want to have that feeling that you've got the whole community behind you. And part of that is going to be people jumping on the bandwagon. But that's better than feeling like you're the only party and everyone around you is saying, keep that noise down.
I don't think that's possible. Seattle's endured a lot of sports misery recently. If the Seahawks do win on Sunday, what do you think that means for fans both foul and fair?
I think it means that we are finally out of rock bottom. We talk about 6 years ago, 2008, the worst year in Seattle sports history. You lose the Sonics. All the major teams had losing seasons that year. You really had to go to some secondary sports to find your joy. There was no team that could captivate the imagination of the city. As a matter of fact, they just made everyone miserable. And if the Seahawks can break through and get to the Super Bowl, and if they're fortunate enough to win a championship, finally you can say it's over. You can say the misery is over, and you can send a message to the Mariners, to any other team. Hey, why can't you guys be like this team? Why can't you make us happy? So there would be pressure on everyone in the city to elevate their standard to the Seahawks standard.
Jerry Brewer, sports writer for the Seattle Times and frequent guest on The Record. I won't ask where your money's going, but we'll look forward to talking to you maybe on a positive note next week.
Well, my money's staying in my pocket, I'll tell you that.
Thanks so much for talking to us. It's The Record.